from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Indictments for 11 Arizona Republicans accused of trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
With this, Arizona becomes state number 4 to file criminal charges against so-called fake electors who allegedly announced that they were ready to pledge electoral votes to Donald Trump in their respective states during the 2020 election. 11 Republicans allegedly met in Arizona and signed documents that falsely claimed they were Arizona's rightful electors.
Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows appear to be among the defendants indicted. Based on the description in the indictment, former President Trump appears to be an unindicted conspirator. This is what it sounds like on a growing number of college campuses. Those are students, the University of Texas at Austin, joining students nationwide and calling on those schools to cut financial ties with Israel. There's an encampment on the campus of Columbia University. Student Kamani James says they have no plans to leave until the university meets their demands.
It should alarm everyone that a university that has claimed for years to respect and uphold freedom of speech and protest, a democratic principle this country loves and defends, has abandoned that norm and seeks to use police and military violence to crush our peaceful demonstration.
House Speaker Mike Johnson calling on Columbia's president to resign.
This is dangerous. This is not free expression. This is not First Amendment. They are threatening, intimidating, saying that they will take violence upon Jewish students. We met with Jewish students who are in fear. They can't come on campus. They can't study for their final exams.
Johnson at Columbia today. The Supreme Court heard its first test of a state abortion ban enacted since Roe v. Wade was overturned. It involves Idaho's nearly total ban. You're listening to ABC News. The Chicago Bears have released details for a new domed lakefront football stadium with a price tag of about $4.6 billion, half of which will be paid by the Bears, the other by taxpayers. Team President and CEO Kevin Warren.
I mean, we feel that the time is now. I mean, every year that we wait, it's $150 to $200 million of increased costs.
The proposal includes 14 acres of athletic fields and park space. A collective woe from people in London where military horses ran loose.
Spooked by construction workers moving heavy rubble, four soldiers from the Household Cavalry were thrown from their saddles. Two of the frightened horses then got loose and went on a 10-minute high-speed romp through the center of town. A few vehicles were banged into, at least four people were slightly injured. One of the horses was bleeding, but it received vet attention, not something you see here every day. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
A Canadian company started by a Texas billionaire has announced a deal with Venezuela state-owned oil company to rehabilitate five aging oil fields. It comes a day after the Biden administration halted sanctions relief for Venezuela. Police in East Hartford, Connecticut call a pair of barbers everyday heroes. As the men were cutting hair, they saw a toddler running into an intersection. The barbers got the child who ran away from his mom before anything happened. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.